This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has supported the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise, asserting that the Constitution guarantees the Election Commission the sole authority to prepare the electoral rolls. He emphasized that the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls is the sole responsibility of the Election Commission and it is intended to purify the electoral rolls. Mr. Shah made these remarks while responding to the discussion on electoral reforms in the Lok Sabha yesterday.
Free and fair chunav karane ka.
The responsibility to conduct free and fair elections has been given to the Election Commission by our Constitution. The responsibility of preparing the electoral roll and making corrections to it has also been to the Election Commission. Under Article 324, the Constitution has given the Election Commissioner complete control over the formation of the Election Commission. The appointment of the Election Commissioner and the conduct of elections to the Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, Legislative Assemblies, the Vice President and the President.
Earlier, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal alleged that Election Commission is becoming partisan. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. The discussion will conclude with the address of the Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda. After this, the Rajya Sabha will begin discussion on election reforms. Indian Railways has given over 60,000 crore rupees as subsidy in financial year 23-24 to keep passenger travel affordable. In a reply to supplementary in Lok Sabha, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said that the subsidy given to the passengers amounts to 45% of the total cost of passenger travel. He highlighted that the fares of Indian Railways are among the lowest in the world. The minister noted that compared to neighbouring countries, India is providing the most affordable transportation to its passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the phone. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the continued momentum in India-Israel strategic partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening these ties for mutual benefits. The two leaders strongly condemned terrorism and reiterated their zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Prime Minister's office said the two leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for efforts towards a just and durable peace in the region, including early implementation of the Gaza peace plan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Italy's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that India-Italy friendship continues to get stronger, greatly benefiting our people and the global community. Mr. Modi noted that he also conveyed appreciation for the proactive steps being taken by both sides towards implementation of the Italy-India Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 across key sectors. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has set up a dedicated oversight team at IndiGo's corporate office in Gurugram, following widespread flight cancellations and delays. In an order, the DGCA announced that the move aims to address passenger inconvenience caused by flight delays and cancellations. The 8-member team will monitor key operational areas, including fleet strength, crew availability, utilization hours, unplanned leaves, and standby crew for both cockpit and cabin staff. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised its growth forecast for India to 7.2%, up from 6.5% for the financial year 2025-26, according to its Asia-Pacific Growth Outlook report. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second T20 match of the series at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Mulampur, New Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. This will be the maiden men's international cricket match in Mulampur. Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue are currently leading the 5-match series 1-0 following a massive win over the visitors in the series opener on Tuesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.